With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is denying reports of a rift between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Elon Musk.
And they're both great guys. And by the way, they both get along fantastically well. Marco has done unbelievably as Secretary of State. And Elon is a very unique guy who's done a fantastic job.
Trump said immediately after the Thursday meeting that he instructed the cabinet secretaries to work with Musk, the billionaire overseeing the Department of Government Efficiency's widespread cuts to the government. A South Carolina man who killed his ex-girlfriend's parents was executed by firing squad Friday, the first U.S. prisoner in 15 years to die by that method. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Three volunteer prison employees used rifles to carry out the execution of Brad Sigmund, who was pronounced dead at 6:08 p.m. Eastern. Jeffrey Collins of the Associated Press witnessed the execution.
Brad Sigmund took several pretty deep breaths, and then suddenly the shots rang out.
Despite last-ditch efforts from anti-death penalty advocates, Sigmund was not granted clemency by Governor Henry McMaster. Sigmund delivered a closing statement that he said was, quote, of love and a calling to my fellow Christians to help us end the death penalty. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities have revealed that actor Gene Hackman died of heart disease and showed severe signs of Alzheimer's disease a full week after his wife died of hantavirus in their home. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell said both deaths were ruled to be from natural causes. Hackman's death was tied to heart disease, with Alzheimer's disease contributing. Authorities linked Betsy Arakawa's death to hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Wall Street had a reprieve from its downward trends on Friday, the Dow up by 222 points. This is SRN News. The state of Washington may vote on an abortion amendment.
Democrats have introduced a measure that would enshrine both abortion in the state constitution as well as a right to a sex change operation. In order for the amendment to be placed before a vote of the people, it will have to pass both chambers of the Washington legislature by a two-thirds margin. Observers say it's going to be a big lift for Democrats. They don't currently have the votes and would have to convince several Republicans to vote with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey reveals that about 90% of the 57,000 people who live in Greenland are Inuit, and the vast majority of them belong to the Lutheran Church. It's a legacy that dates back 300 years to a Danish missionary who brought Christianity to the world's largest island. The Church of Greenland separated from Denmark's Evangelical Lutheran Church in 2009 and is now funded by Greenland's government. This is SRN News. It turns out 2025 isn't the year for legalized sports betting in Georgia.
Efforts to send a state constitutional amendment to voters failed, as neither the amendment nor a bill laying out details ever came to a vote in the state legislature. Thursday was the deadline for each Georgia chamber to pass its own legislation to the opposite chamber. The measures still could be revived in the final month of the session, but it's much less likely. Voters in Missouri narrowly approved sports betting in a 2024 referendum, making it the 39th state to legalize the practice. Rich Thomason reporting.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming is the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.